Behemoth. Alles ist weniger als es ist. Alles ist mehr. Paul Celan. Then the Lord replied, "Who are you to question me? Look at what I made. Consider the behemoth, its sinew, thigh, the great gray tail that sways like a cedar. Take these hills that lay their oranges and grasses at your feet." And Job fell silent. The startled flowers of the field shot their arrows in his eyes. Sun ached, faded, ached, swelled, and all that passed unsaid rose and fell through the willows. Then Job looked into the scars of boils written in his hands and gripped them closed. Moths stormed the river with their gold dust, and the water startled briefly, gold. I like my testament battered, abused, scored with a dozen questions in the margins. Make that 5 million. Why bother with damnation, I ask the behemoth. And the words float out as the scented paths of smoke in some cathedrals do. Or someone silent on the phone in shock, waiting for news that never arrives. One soul turns to the greater figure, confused. It happens over and over, one plus one plus one, and so on. And you know you will never get there, one plus one plus one, the Lord whispers to the world of us, or one such world. A writer writes, "Nah sind wir Herr," and reads it back aloud, alone, eyes closed, the exhalation of the word hair. A leaden burden he lays down in a small dark inner court of appeals. The exhibition table sags with the words, "If it please the court." The writer writes, and the stenographer reads them back. "Lord, we have kneeled over the ditch, and the blood cast your image into us. If it please the court," the writer writes, "it is our blood. Pray to us." And no one answers. "Us," he says, a little softer, sweeter, darker, and the clock goes still. After a great suffering, sometimes a god, sometimes a godlike emptiness, night scatters diamonds and says, "The hell with it. Take them all." I know a woman who lost her faith and spoke of it in cold tones. I learned to love. It made her gaze abstract and gave 5 million missing a face. I want to say God loves the godless, but what do I know? You talk to the dead, and the dark unknowing opens its arms and says, "You there, believer, you too, nonetheless." And something burns away between you and a woman, perhaps a godlike fog. But that is least of your concerns. Always another monster in the room, I tell myself that much, when I am angry and afraid, and there are always two. There are no facts anymore, says the man who cuts my hair, and the gray snow falls. The Jews control everything these days. Then silence hangs in the air. A moment, I want to say, it makes a statement. Truth is, it flows untouched into a second silence where there are always two. Fire taught me. Long ago, there was a column of smoke. Enough now to fill a library with dark. And as it disappeared, it smelled like hair. Like hair, it withered, stretching out for miles. When photos of a million horrors made the papers, a million eyes stopped and stared, the way a glass of water stares in the rail car around it, coming to rest. The poet laid down her pen, took it in her hand, laid it down again. Readers looked up from philosophies that end where knowledge ends and keep on ending. Words broke down, aka wept, confessed, lost their shit, their rational composure. They remembered just so much and sang, "We will not forget." And when words failed, music shadowed them a while and failed, as echoes do in halls of state and worship. A man opens his mouth and out it comes, ash, wind, pleasantry, ash. Pray to us, he says alone, aloud, and the lightness blows to tatters. If the threnody feels too lovey, well, tough. If a song buries its message in the music, are we so small in the clouds of smoke they swallow us? Are we that ashamed, embittered, proud? Does the angel's sword chill our necks? Is it any wonder a survivor grows more critical, easily wounded, his testament bent brightly in the vise? If the music is unlovely, tough. If later on it flowers, if the ash makes visible the air we breathe. After the behemoth lay down and stars followed, and the general with his lover drank their potion in the bunker, a new animal appeared, or rather a revenant of the familiar, same tusk, same haunch, same bold shoulder, and although a ghost, you could feel it settle over the horizon, or turn the head on its pillow, or a deer to the scent of fire. When midnight it roared, we felt the cry lie down in our children, though we never spoke of it. And when they sang in school, we did not weep. Or if we did, we kept it to ourselves. We opened our mouths to let the music in.